Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast, joined in the press box by analyst Richard Pollock. I'm your host, Drew Mindell. The Winnipeg Jets continuing their impressive play as of late, beating the Washington Capitals by a 3-0 margin tonight. 4 wins in a row for the Winnipeg Jets. 4 wins in a row for Andre Pavlik. The Jets go 3-0-0 on this recent homestand. Andre Pavlik in his last 4 games, if I'm not mistaken, a goals against average of 1.0 per game. Richard, just a tremendous effort by the Winnipeg Jets tonight, especially starting with their netminder, keeping one of the best offensive teams in the league at bay.
Yeah, Drew, I'd agree with that. I think overall, it was a pretty even tilt. I'd even give the edge to Washington in terms of quality of opportunities and overall play. But you don't need to outplay the opposition every night to win, and one of the key reasons for that, of course, is when you have good goaltending. And good goaltending has been an issue for the Jets at points this season for significant periods of time. Not the case tonight. I mean, Andre Pavlik, terrific. Robbing Mike Green, again, his side-to-side play, which we spoke about this afternoon on the show, on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, having to be strong from post to post, excellent. You know, he made the simple plays. I didn't even love his rebound control tonight, but he was stopping the puck, and that's all that really matters. Real good win for the Jets against a really good team in Washington, and now they head on the road for back-to-backer and against two teams, I think, that are significantly less talented than the Capitals.
Jets open the scoring at the 11:46 mark of the first period, and you know things are going well when you're getting contributions from Mark Stewart. He gets his second of the year. You know, you think Mark Stewart, you're thinking, you know, maybe it's a point shot, a seeing eye shot from the point, something that gets deflected. No, Mark Stewart's at the side of the net, where you don't usually see him. Assists to Mark Scheifele and Drew Stafford on the goal.
This whole play is Drew Stafford comes in on a rush on Mike Green. He comes in on his left wing, which is where he's playing right now, but he's a natural right winger. He does an inside-out move, opens his legs up, makes a move that makes Mike Green kind of break his ankles, if you're talking about it in basketball terms, and he goes right around Mike Green. He's able to fire the puck in front. It knocks off Scheifele, right over to Mark Stewart. Again, you know, surprisingly, Mark Stewart pucks in the net. But Drew Stafford, that's making something out of nothing. That's taking advantage of a player that's not great defensively. That's showing confidence that maybe you haven't shown in some time in Buffalo. Making a play, great stick handling, showing good speed with the puck on his stick, and creating something out of almost nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it just goes to show you, like you said, he's a skill player. And he's a skill player who's currently playing with a lot of confidence, because so often you'd see on that play, he'd probably just put the puck in the corner and, you know, go for a line change or skate after it. Instead, he keeps the puck on a stick. He doesn't give up possession of it. He goes hard. He takes, you know, he's able to take advantage of Mike Green's lack of, you know, the defensive acumen. He's not a great defensive player and is able to... Mark Stewart in front after the puck tips off Mark Scheifele's skate and over to Mark Stewart there.
You know, good play by Scheifele to go to the net, Drew, and Stewart to be in the right spot. But again, yeah, it's Stafford, and it's also, as you mentioned, it's identifying Mike Green as the defenseman and being able to attack him, and that's the most important.
Prior to the goal by Mark Stewart, the Jets fourth line dominated on a shift by the Capitals fourth line.
That happened all night.
Yeah, we had sort of identified that during the pregame, during the Illegal Curve Hockey Show today, that the Caps' fourth line is better than the Jets' fourth line, and that was showed throughout the game. Didn't end up costing the Jets anything in terms of goals. They did take a couple penalties as a result, but all things considered, that was you're okay with that if you're not giving up any goals. But sort of an interesting decision by Coach Paul Maurice late in the game when it was still only a 2-goal game. Yeah. And the Capitals were pressing and pushing hard. He had his fourth line out there against Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, I didn't exactly see how that came about, Drew, but I think the surprising part was that the fourth line saw the ice, regardless of who the competition was, because they were being dominated by the other team's fourth line, Washington's fourth line. I thought it might have been a play to give them some confidence, show them, hey, we can trust you in a big game, and knowing you have a 2-goal cushion. Whatever it was, it didn't work. They just got running around for about a minute and a half. Jim Slater ended up taking a penalty. It wasn't pretty, but you know, probably something that you won't see him experiment with unless they have a playoff spot sealed up with two or, you know, one or two games left.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty necessarily, but it was pretty on the scoreboard for the Jets. The first period ends 1-0 in the Jets, in the home team's favor. The Jets make it 2-0. This comes at the 10:48 mark of the second period. Mark Scheifele gets his 13th of the year, continues his hot play, assist to Blake Wheeler and Drew Stafford. And, you know, we've talked about that Stafford-Scheifele-Wheeler line, and boy, oh boy, is that line going right now, just like they did again tonight.
Yeah, they did, Drew. I mean, this play was good pressure on the cycle, good movement by that line, and the puck pops up to John Carlson, and he's nonchalant about the puck. And when you're nonchalant about the puck in the National Hockey League and you have the pressure that you have, you're going to be in trouble. And he makes kind of a nonchalant play when the puck pops out on the right side there. And Drew Stafford is right on him, moving his feet real well. Drew Stafford's right on him, creates a turnover. Puck pops to Wheeler, who makes a gorgeous quick pass to Scheifele. Scheifele gets into position, and Scheifele's got a great wrist shot. And there you go, top corner, done. But if you're Washington, you know, John Carlson, you have to be aware of the situation. And in terms of the Jets, love the quick decision-making. Stafford on it, Wheeler puck, boom, slot, Scheifele right spot, top corner. That's a great goal by the top line, and taking advantage of a turnover.
Absolutely. So it's 2-0 for the...
Let me quickly get in on there. We're using one mic tonight, so that might sound a little bit different. But the difference on that play also is when you pressure the defensive team, you do create some tired legs on the other side, which did contribute to Carlson also making the turnover. Now, I still think Carlson's got to make that play if I'm a Washington fan. But in any event, you did cause him to be a little bit more lackadaisical, possibly because he was worn down from the shift.
After 40 minutes, the Jets lead the Washington Capitals by a 2-0 margin, and you know the Caps are going to come hard to start the third period, and they really did for...
Oh, did they? I mean...
Well, I thought they controlled the play in the third period.
I thought they controlled the play in the second half of the third period. I thought the Jets actually controlled the play in the first half of the third period, Drew. I mean, I may be wrong. I thought the Washington Capitals have a bigger push, to be honest. But they did come back, and they made a push, I thought, from the 10 minutes on at the middle mark there. But overall, I like that the Jets pushed in the third and did take some chances. And Tyler Myers joining the rush all night, even when they're up 2-0, a couple minutes left. So you have to like that they stayed aggressive. But there still were some. If you play that game over again, Washington probably wins, in my opinion. And so there are things that you have to build on by taking the 2 points. But you can't get complacent here, because you're going on the road. You're paying two teams that aren't as good as Washington. You have to still, you know, increase the level of play that you have. And I realize, obviously, there's three important guys out of the lineup, but there's a lot of injuries on most teams in this time of the year. So I thought overall it was you get the empty netter with Lowry there, and Pavlik obviously makes some great saves.
Yeah, the talk about the glove save on Mike Green that happened in the third period when it was still just a two-goal game.
Well, I mean, you had the puck goes cross ice, and Green's sitting there. He looks to the heavens wondering what the hell happened. Gorgeous glove save by Andre Pavlik. Gets across, able to make a beautiful save. He made a couple of nice saves on Ovechkin, too, on that side. Just really getting across the net real well, and impressive. And good to see the fans, who still probably wanted half of them want to drive him out of town, but there's half of them now that love him, and that's funny. But, you know, give the guy credit. It's good to see him get some confidence and have some happy moments here after some struggles for a long period of time. And, you know, if you're Washington, you probably walk out of the game and say, hey, you know, we beat Minnesota. We played really well against Winnipeg. We play like that, we'll be okay. And the Jets, they probably feel like they play like that, they'll be okay as well. But they want to improve their play probably a little bit.
Absolutely.
Actually, to be honest, I didn't think the defensemen had, like, the defense as a unit didn't play that tremendous of a game. I've seen them play better. But they weren't bad, but I've seen them play better and get a good win against a good team.
I thought the Jets did a nice job of neutralizing Alex Ovechkin. He's obviously always going to get his chances, and you're always going to notice him, but, you know, it certainly wasn't an Alex Ovechkin game where he was able to dominate and take it over. And, I mean, I think the Jets' game plan, obviously, was, you know, not let him be the dominant force, and I didn't find him to be... You notice him when he's on the ice each and every shift, but I never found him to be an overwhelming force like we've seen him be in past.
And they also stayed out of the box a bit. You know, I mean, obviously, they're four minors, but one of which was a coincidental. So, really, three times ago on the PK. And, you know, again, you're talking about 25% power play unit, so you take that one more penalty, you might be in the back of the net, and there were a few chances. But I thought overall that was pretty good. And you know what, Drew, you look at the way they deployed their lines today. I find it interesting. Myers was a little bit scaled down at the 25 minutes, and Trouba had 25 as well. and Enstrom at 22, and Scheifele played 20. And Scheifele on the PK, that was interesting. I thought Scheifele played a nice game tonight. The Jets, if they're going to be able to beat teams on a regular basis, like coming into a playoffs, which it looks like they might make, they're going to need something from Tulusti and Zemniak and these guys. And they didn't do much, but 2 points and taking it on the road against Edmonton on Monday.
Yeah, Edmonton on Monday, Vancouver on Tuesday. You look at the out-of-town scoreboard today, it's a bit of a mixed bag. Minnesota wins, but the Jets win, so they remain a point behind Minnesota. L.A. loses at home to Vancouver, so there's now 4 points between the Jets and the Kings for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. The Kings still with a game in hand, and the Calgary gets 1 point at home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets really doing the Jets a nice favor in the last couple games, beating Vancouver and then preventing Calgary from getting 2 points. A little bit of space, a little bit of breathing room for the Jets, but you have to keep it going Monday in Edmonton, followed by the back-to-back Tuesday in Vancouver. Do you go Pavlik again on Monday real quick as we wrap up the podcast, Richard?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's no question about it.
Okay. We'll see if Coach Maurice agrees with that. That's it for the Legal Curve postgame podcast here. For our colleagues, Dave Manouk and Ezra Ginsberg, getting audio from both the Jets and the Capitals dressing room. For analyst Richard Pollock, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Legal Curve postgame podcast.